Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, July 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The new regime in place, the Milwaukee Bucks introduced Jason Kidd as their 14th head coach in franchise history on Wednesday.
Very excited to be here in Milwaukee, to be a part of a young, talented roster. Again, the excitement of the draft, of getting Parker, but it's about not just him, but the other guys. And this is a family, and I'm just very happy to be welcomed into this family and looking for, good things to come here in the future.
Kidd arrives after one season with the New Jersey Nets, where he took the team into the second round of the NBA playoffs after a 10-21 start. But there were reports of a power play push where Kidd wanted more player personnel control over general manager Billy King. Jason, brushing aside questions about that topic.
When you look at myself, I'm a coach, and that's what it's all about. And Wes and Mark and John are giving me that opportunity to coach a young team, and so I'm very honored and excited about being here in Milwaukee.
Nets gave the Bucks permission to talk to Kidd, and new owners Mark Lasseray and Wes Edens did the negotiating, which wound up costing them 2 second-round draft choices and a 3-year contract. But this was all done unbeknownst to Bucks general manager John Hammond. Lasseray admitting they may have botched the process.
I would tell you it was very much newness. I think we've learned a lot in this process. I would tell you our view, and it hasn't changed from the beginning, is that all the basketball operations, everything goes through John. And I think in this process, we learned, we made a mistake. And I think we've learned that pretty well.
Hammond, biting his upper lip, says he's all in with the new regime.
I believe in Wes, and I believe in Mark, and I believe that they're going to help lead us to the goal that we all want, and that's to put a team on this floor that can become a championship team and that can make these fans that come to our games very proud of us.
Time will tell. Meanwhile, the Nets have locked up Lionel Hollins as the successor to Kidd. Hollins out of the NBA last year, but spent 5 years with the Memphis Grizzlies. Took that team to the Western Conference Final 2 seasons ago. Toronto Raptors are going to retain Kyle Lowry, the free agent staying put on a 4-year, $48 million contract. College basketball, Marquette Golden Eagles getting a big prospect from in-state. 6'10 center Matt Helt of the Nina Rockets led that team to the Division I championship game, committing two Marquette. He had been recruited by Green Bay, Milwaukee, Toledo, Northern Illinois, and a couple of other schools. The Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers get swept for the first time this year. Granted, just a 2-game series in Toronto, but they lose them both to the Blue Jays 7-4 on Wednesday afternoon. Brewers built a 4-1 lead, but Willie Peralta giving up a couple of home runs to Jose Bautista and Juan Francisco. Game was tied at 4 from the fourth inning on, and it stayed that way until the ninth when Edwin Encarnacion, with his 26th of the year, hitting a 2-out walk-off 3-run home run off Brandon Kinsler, who knew it the moment it left his hand.
3-1. Either I should just bounce a sinker and walk him or just throw the slider way off the plate. Definitely didn't go where I planned it, but good thing, the best stuff I've had in a long time, so that's a good sign.
Positive from a negative, perhaps. Manager Ron Renicki, who got tossed in the eighth inning, says, hey, 4 runs is just not enough.
They did a nice job of pitching, but we need to be better now. We need to be able to score a run. Our pitchers did a nice job of holding them down. Willie comes out, and then we do a nice job, and you think we're going to score a run, and we don't.
First time the Brewers have been swept all season. Only the LA Dodgers have yet to be swept in a series this year. Brewers have a day off Thursday, head to Cincinnati for a weekend series. Milwaukee 51-35, leads St. Louis now by 5.5 games. The Cardinals shut out the San Francisco Giants 2-0. Adam Wainwright and two relievers combine on a 5-hitter, and Wainwright says, Brewers, beware.
We faced a lot of tough pitchers, and everybody in this clubhouse knows we hadn't hit our stride yet. We have not played the ball that we know we can play, and we're just going to keep going out there and battling until those tides will turn. And great teams find a way to make good things happen eventually, and we're going to do that.
As for the Reds, they're coming back home to Cincinnati after getting swept by the San Diego Padres 3-0. Tyson Ross, his first career shutout, a complete game 3-hitter.
It was a lot of fun, that was my first complete game, first shutout, everything. Probably one of my first without any walks, so it was a great team win today. I had great defense behind me, and Renee was working his butt off behind the plate.
Other National League finals had Washington beat Colorado 4-3. That's 5 in a row for the Nats. Pirates beat Arizona 5-1. Pittsburgh has won 9 of their last 11. Chris Johnson's 3-run double in the first stands up. Braves beat the Mets 3-1. And Tom Kaler and 3 relievers leading Miami to a 5-0 shutout of the Philadelphia Phillies. In the American League, Tampa Bay 6, the Yankees 3. Sean Rodriguez with a 2-run home run for the lead in the 6th. Tigers making a sweep of the A's in a battle of division leaders 9-3. Kansas City blanks Minnesota 4-0. Jason Vargas and 2 relievers on a 4-hitter. Seattle finishes off a sweep of Houston 5-2. Baltimore endures an hour and a half rain delay and they beat the Texas Rangers 6-4. And the White Sox walking off the LA Angels of Anaheim 3-2. Leury Garcia with the game-winning single. It was Cleveland 5, the Dodgers 4, scoring 3 runs in the 8th. And the other interleague game had the Cubs blast the Red Sox 16-9. They hit 4 home runs, pounded out 19 hits. Mike Ault and the Cubs with a big sweep at Fenway.
The Red Sox, you know, obviously world champs last year. We knew what we were coming into, and for us to kind of come in here and sweep the series, it's we know we have what it takes, but it's a matter of actually executing and finishing the job. So I think for us, it's going to give us a little bit of confidence going into the All-Star break.
In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids scored 3 in the first, and they beat the Timber Rattlers 6-1. Wisconsin striking out 14 times. They're 7-6 in the second half, and they'll play again at 7:05 at Fox City Stadium in the Northwoods League. Second half of the season beginning, and the Green Bay Bullfrogs held to 4 hits in a 7-0 shutout loss at La Crosse. They'll meet the Loggers on the road again on Thursday night. Kenosha blanking the Sheboygan A's at Wildwood 6-0, scoring all 6 runs in the third. Sheboygan held to 4 hits. They struck out 15 times. They're still 19-9 on the season, and they'll be off until Monday. At Wimbledon, Grigor Dimitrov, a straight set victory over defending champion Andy Murray. Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer also heading to the semifinals in London. NFL news, an arbitrator has ruled that New Orleans Saints tight end Jimmy Graham is a tight end, not a wide receiver. And there's a $5.3 million difference in the franchise tag on a 1-year contract because of that designation. New Orleans now has until July 15th to sign Graham to a long-term deal, or the tight end will have to accept the franchise tag offer. And football on the international side, the World Cup resumes on Friday with 2 quarterfinal matches. The host nation, Brazil, taking on Colombia, France, and Germany. And on Saturday, it will be the Netherlands against Costa Rica and Argentina against Belgium, the team that eliminated the U.S. in the round of 16, 2-1. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.